In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison details a three-step plan for easing of coronavirus restrictions, the implementation of a Banking Royal Commission, reforms delayed by 6 months, and in sport, Western Australia's Olympic and Paralympic athletes resume training for the Tokyo Games. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has outlined Australia's three-step plan for easing coronavirus restrictions. The first step will allow people to have up to five visitors in their home, gatherings of up to 10 outside the home, the reopening of libraries, community centres, playgrounds, pools, shopping centres, cafes and restaurants, and the resumption of local and regional travel. The limit on gatherings outside the home will be increased to 20 with step two, meaning places like gyms, beauty salons, cinemas and museums can reopen and some interstate travel can resume. Step three will see gatherings of up to 100 people allowed, the reopening of places like food courts, nightclubs, pubs and saunas, and the resumption of an all interstate travel and the consideration of Trans-Tasman, Pacific Island and international student travel. Mr. Morrison says the goal is to move through all the steps and achieve what he calls a COVID-safe economy by July this year.
There will be risks, there will be challenges, there will be outbreaks, there will be more cases, there will be setbacks. Not everything will go to plan. There will be inconsistencies. States will and must move at their own pace and will cut and paste out of this plan to suit their local circumstances. There will undoubtedly be some human error. No one is perfect. Everyone is doing their best.
National Cabinet will review the plan every 3 weeks. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says it's vital Australians continue to practice social distancing, physical distancing, maintain good hand hygiene, and stay at home if they're unwell during each step of the plan.
We don't want to lose the control we've got. We want to make sure that outbreaks that occur are managed and controlled. We also want to make sure that before we do anything, every Australian follows these measures.
Meanwhile, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says coronavirus restrictions will remain in place in the state until at least next week. Mr. Andrews says from Monday he'll make a series of announcements about changes to the rules, but they won't come into effect immediately. He says while he wants Victorians to be able to get back to their normal lives as quickly as possible, it needs to be done safely.
Others have let off restrictions too quickly. Now they are locking down their communities harder than they ever did. We don't want that here. We just don't want that here, and I will not, whether it be popular or not, I will not make decisions that make that more likely. That's why we're going to be steady, we're going to be considered, we're going to be cautious. Because there's a lot at stake.
The ACT will begin easing restrictions from midnight tonight, allowing gatherings of up to 10 people in indoor and outdoor settings, while Queensland will implement its first changes from 11:59pm on the 15th of May. South Australian Premier Steve Marshall says his state's restrictions will begin being wound back from Monday the 11th.
We are very grateful to the people of South Australia for the way that they have responded to the restrictions to date. We have had the best compliance in the nation with the lowest level restrictions, and that is the thing that has put us in such a great position.
The federal government is delaying implementing reforms recommended by the Banking Royal Commission by 6 months. Two rounds of legislations were due to be introduced in July and December this year, but both have been pushed back. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the deferral will allow the financial services industry to better support customers and staff during the coronavirus crisis. The government has already implemented 24 of the Commission's 76 recommendations, with work continuing on 35 others. The Australian Taxation Office has frozen applications for early access to superannuation after identifying more than 100 instances of identity theft. Over 1.2 million Australians have applied to withdraw nearly $10 billion from their super accounts during the coronavirus pandemic, but the Australian Federal Police fears up to 150 of those have lost $120,000 through fraud. One case under investigation relates to a tax agent whose databases were hacked by cyber criminals. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government had been warned its decision to allow early access to superannuation could result in fraud.
It's very clear that this suspension is not only necessary, it could have been foreseen and indeed was foreseen by the superannuation industry and by Labor when we raise these issues in the National Parliament.
In sport, the NRL will be working to convince Queensland's chief health officer that it's safe enough for players to resume its season this year. It's believed about 20 players have refused to receive flu vaccinations, prompting authorities to push for a no-jab, no-play policy. But players who hold religious, medical or other objections to vaccinations will now be able to sign a waiver allowing them to play on. Queensland's health minister is accusing the NRL of going against its own plan to resume play safely during the coronavirus pandemic. Time to look at Saturday's weather now. Mostly sunny in Perth, 20 degrees. Showers and winds easing in Adelaide, 16. Showers in Melbourne, 15 degrees. Much the same for Hobart, 14. A shower or two for Canberra, 17 degrees. In Wollongong, it's partly cloudy tomorrow, 24. Similar conditions in Sydney, 26. Much the same for Newcastle. Partly cloudy also for Brisbane, 27. A possible shower for Cairns, 29. And mostly sunny in Darwin, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest SBS News.